This Sunday, February 12th, the 57th Super Bowl took place in Glendale, Arizona, with a special halftime performance by singer Rihanna. Announced back in September of 2022 by the NFL, this would be Rihanna's first performance since singing at the Grammys back in 2018. The performance included 80 amazing dancers, a floating stage, and even shoutouts to Rihanna's cosmetic line Fenty Beauty. The biggest surprise, however, was her reveal of her pregnant belly, announcing that she was pregnant with her second child. I sat down with Weinberg senior Natalia Camino to discuss our thoughts on the Super Bowl halftime show.
What were your expectations on, like, Rihanna and, like when it got dropped and when it got, like, was announced?
I mean, I was excited. I wasn't expecting Rihanna just because, like, she hasn't performed or really released a lot of music recently. And I don't know, like, usually, like, the year before it was The Weeknd. I think it was the year before that, it was, like, Shakira, J-Lo, Bad Bunny, J Balvin. So it was, like, all artists that were, like, pretty relevant. So I was surprised that it was Rihanna, but, I mean, I wasn't mad. Like, I was excited for it. I don't know, like, what expectations I had necessarily. I was, like, excited to hear her music. I think because, like, I grew up with Rihanna's music, but not necessarily her performances. Because, like, we were pretty young. Like, I didn't really know what to expect from, like, a Rihanna performance. But yeah, I was, like, excited to hear her music.
I think for me, my expectations were just, like, I already knew that she was gonna do something pretty big, because just, like, it's a Super Bowl, you have to go big, and it was her return, in a sense, to, like, not music, but, like, after all these, like, all this time focusing on Fenty and, like, Savage X Fenty, like, I think that she wanted to prove that she could do, like, she could be a businesswoman, but also, like, a singer and an artist. Mm-hmm. So I knew that that was going to be big. What I think I was, like, the most curious about was, one, what song she was going to pick, and then how she was going to arrange them, like, in what order.
Yeah.
Like, what was the performance kind of like, if there was going to be a theme, if it was going to focus more on her newer music, if it was going to focus more on her older music.
Yeah.
According to the singer herself, Rihanna's setlist was the 39th version of different ideas of what her setlist could look like, with the final goal to celebrate her catalog. She opened with Better Have My Money, went through hits like We Found Love, Rude Boy, Wild Thoughts, Umbrella, and closed with her 7-time platinum hit Diamonds.
So, going on to the day of the Super Bowl, I think everyone was just really, really excited for her to go on.
Especially because, like, Rihanna hasn't performed in so long. People were, like, I think, like people were just curious and excited to see, like, what it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because, like, Rihanna's beautiful, like, her music's great, like, what more could you want?
Also, because she was kind of gone after she had her kid.
Yeah.
So I think that people were even just surprised that she was even agreeing to do the Super Bowl, because she, like, just had her child. The performance starts. We were betting at the Super Bowl party we went to what song she was going to start with.
And I correctly guessed it.
Yeah, because I thought she was going to start out with her old songs and then go all the way to, like, her newer ones, like, the most popular, like, ones that were, like, I guess, like, wow, that's crazy to think that that's, like, her newer music, but, like,
yeah,
like, late 2010s.
This song she started off with just has, like, such, like, a powerful, like, it gets people riled up and, like, hyped up.
Yeah.
Like, instantaneously. And so that's why I was, like, oh, she's definitely going to start off with this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, everyone, like, younger and older, like, has definitely heard that song and, like,
yeah,
knows it.
People at our Super Bowl party were guessing that it was going to be Diamonds.
Like, but so many of them.
I knew that there was no way she was going to open with Diamonds. Like, Diamonds, one, is a closer.
Yeah.
And two, like, she's not going to open up with that. Like, she has to start out really, like, powerful.
I agree.
And then Diamonds is, like, not that it's not fast-paced in, like, a sense, but it's, like, it's kind of, like, slow and, like, it's also powerful, but I think it's, like,
it doesn't get people hyped up.
It's her Celine moment, if you will. Her Celine Dion moment.
No, I got the reference.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Yes, I guess.
So when we started watching the Super Bowl, like, show, people were just focused on, like, the fact that, like, is she pregnant? Is she not pregnant? Whatever, whatever. Honestly, I did not care if she was pregnant or not. I was like,
I'm here for the performance.
Exactly.
I don't care if she's pregnant.
I was like, well, I care now because, like, Yeah. In the sense of, like,
but, like, I'm in glad the moment, she's pregnant. Like, yeah. Like, watching it, I'm like, oh, let me,
like, let me focus on the performance. Yeah. Yeah. Like, instead of just thinking, like, is she pregnant? Is she not pregnant? Da, da, da. I read that apparently she wanted to do it pregnant to show her son that, like, being a mom doesn't, like, take away.
Wait, that's so cute.
I know. Like, being a mom doesn't take away, like, the fact that you can do, like, big things. And, like, it's not, it doesn't inhibit her from, like, having big moments in her career.
It's also just crazy to think, like, being pregnant and being asked to perform just sounds like so much.
I know. I mean, that's why people were like, oh, she's not dancing that much. And I'm like, yeah, because she has to take care of herself.
Because she's pregnant.
And also she's hanging from, like, these, like, huge
platforms.
Yeah. And, like, that are, like, going up and down. And that already is dangerous for her. Yeah, I think that was so dumb. Like, for people to just be focused on that. I don't know. I feel like this was, like, the culmination of Rihanna's career. In the sense of, like, she is, like,
she can do anything.
Anything. She is a triple threat. Like, she's a businesswoman. She's a singer. She's a mother.
Yeah. Like, people are saying this is, like, her goodbye performance.
I don't think it's her goodbye.
I don't know.
Like, do you think it would be her goodbye?
I don't know. I mean, like, if she's having another kid, like, she has two kids to raise. So I don't think she's going to, like, be going on tour anytime soon.
But I think that that's exactly, like, her thing.
Low-key, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, her and ASAP, like, start producing music.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can see that happening.
Yeah. So my theory is that this wouldn't be her goodbye. Not because, I don't think it's her goodbye, like, from music is my thing.
I don't think it's her goodbye from music. I think it's her goodbye from her, like, the Rihanna that she was as a singer and as a performer, like, in the early 2000s. Mm. Also because it's, like, you can't really have a finale bigger than the Super Bowl.
That is true. But, yeah, I think that this isn't her goodbye. I think she's probably going to take it easy for the next couple years.
Yeah, I agree.
But I don't think that she's going to be gone from music because I think she even mentioned it. Like, that she might be making music again. What are your conclusions from the Super Bowl?
Loved it. The dancers were amazing.
Oh, amazing.
They were amazing. Like, it was a good performance. I truly did enjoy it. I guess I kind of wish she brought out a guest performer, but, like, just Rihanna was also great. But yes, great performance. Loved it.
I think my conclusions are that Rihanna is, one, a great performer.
Yeah.
Even while pregnant.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think my takeaway from this is that I really love her message of, like, motherhood doesn't take away from who she is as a person. Just adds to who she is as a person.
Yeah, I agree.
I really like that. And I love that she announced her pregnancy like that. She pulled a Beyonce. And that's great. I loved it.
Whether one liked the performance or not, Rihanna's halftime show amassed a total of 118.7 million viewers, making it the second most watched halftime show in history after Katy Perry's back in 2015. For WNUR News, this was Maria Camaño.